Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Hannah Haynes. If you walk or drive through Peck Ranch Conservation Area in the Missouri Ozarks, you may come across an animal that you're unlikely to see anywhere else in the state. Elk are actually native to Missouri, though they haven't been around for a while. But herds of elk have recently been restored to a small patch of land a couple hours east of Springfield.
So although the elk probably existed mostly statewide prior to them being eliminated from the state of Missouri, we selected this small portion of the Ozarks specifically because it's the highest percentage of public lands, it's got the lowest road density, and it's got the lowest population of anywhere in the states.
That's David Hasenbeck. He heads the Elk Project with the Department of Conservation. The elk are supposed to stay in this designated conservation area, especially while the department tries to control and grow the population. The reintroduction is still in the early stages. The department started bringing elk to the area from Kentucky in 2011. They started with just over 100 elk, and I've seen that population grow since.
Now we probably have somewhere around 160 animals, and over a period of time when we get maybe 400 or 500 animals, that's probably going to be about what we want to see for a maximum population. And we hope to be able to handle some of that population management when it becomes proper time to institute a hunting season.
The controlled hunting season is an end goal for the department, but Hasenbeck says it'll take a while to get there. They first have to grow the population, and that takes close management of the herd. To help with this, Hasenbeck and his team are using an interesting piece of technology, radio collars.
Basically, the collars, first off, have the ability to upload locations on a schedule that we can set via a computer to a satellite, which then we can pull that data off the satellite, and we can look at their locations on a map and kind of see where they're at and what they're doing.
Hasenbeck says this kind of tracking is helpful for a variety of reasons, like when an elk dies.
If a collar will actually give us a different tone or signal when it lays still for a certain period of time, and that might indicate that we've had a death or a mortality, and that's when our technicians immediately track into the radio, and that helps us determine, you know, what actually killed or what caused the death of that animal. So that's just one way that the radios help us a lot.
Or when there's a new addition to the herd.
And if they are pregnant, we insert a second radio inside the animal, and that radio is expelled with the birth of the calf, and that radio also gives us a different signal when it's been expelled out of the cow, and that lets the technicians track into that site and hopefully capture a calf and get a collar on the calf. So we're actually putting radios on the cows and in the cows.
All of this helps the team to manage the herd and grow the population. There have been roadblocks for the project, though. In November, a 14-year-old girl hunting with her dad shot and killed an elk, mistaking it for a deer near Centralia, about 200 miles from the rest of the herd. Overall, the department has seen the project as a success so far. A driving tour through the area has drawn tourists, and a study from the Department of Conservation says the region has seen an economic boost of more than $1 million tied to the reintroduction.
We're just kind of in a let-it-grow phase right now, and public support's high. So far, so good, and no real curveballs or unexpected surprises to this point.
That's it for this week on Missouri Environment. You can find this episode and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Hannah Haynes.